this show. He is also, believe it or not, he is an Uber driver. And, you know, we talk about the inflation. And the inflation when it comes to gasoline, the price up, I think, 30 or 40% just since the first of the year, since the takeover by Joe Biden. But you live this thing, this inflation deal, and you've seen this thing all year, right?
I have to work so much harder just to make a buck, and because it's an independent business. We have to have state business licenses. We have to have county business licenses. And it just goes on and on. And this is the problem with big government. They figure out, hey, this is a way to make a little extra money. So let's make them pay this fee and that fee and just, you know, make up a fee. And that's what's happening. But the biggest bite is definitely the price of gas. I was only spending about $60 a week. I do it part-time, just a few hours a week. I love to drive. I drive to California and Utah and Northern Nevada, do it all the time. But I like to make a few extra bucks on the side to, make a bet or two on the weekends. You know what I mean. But the biggest problem right now is the price of gas, because I was paying about $2.75 a gallon and was spending probably between $60 and $70 a week on gas, just doing this part-time. Now I'm spending $100 to $120 a week. Same amount of driving. It's up like 40%. That is a huge hit. That the reason we do this is for money. And certainly when you work as hard as a lot of people do, you want to reap those rewards, and with the price of gas so high, that is. And I even mentioned that to a passenger the other day, Kevin, and she was oblivious to it. Oh, really? What? The price of gas is up 40%? Oh, gee.
Isn't that amazing?
That really is.
That is absolutely amazing. And the dumb thing is that extra money that you're paying at the pump, that's your profit.
That's the profit, exactly. So you have to work that much harder to make the profit. And it's all because of the decisions which are being made by those people in power. Whenever you cut pipelines and you make it harder for fracking to take place, and ANWR. Kevin, you know I've been in this marketplace for a lot of years. And I did a show at another radio station years ago, and we talked about drilling at ANWR. It's up there. It's in Alaska. It's in a very rural part of Alaska, if you can imagine that. It's not anywhere close to Anchorage. And it really doesn't affect anybody. And you have the environmentalists out there that have been in the way of progress, these progressives, not very progressive when it comes to a gallon of gas. And now you can see why, because now they want to segue into electric cars. But then you have the problem, okay, what about the time it takes to charge a car? What about the charging stations? And you've got all these things which are taking place. But we live in the real world. And today, we still have coal-fired power plants which are being built in China. And the last time I checked, that is on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And it's global warming. So why are we suffering the consequences here when they're not over there in China?
Good point. Good point. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. Always good to hear from him. Stay where you are. Coming up, Dr. Fred Simon. He is a Republican candidate for governor. He is a medical doctor, and he is a small businessman. What does he think about what's going on now with Governor Sisolak and the pandemic? All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 532 as we check out our traffic cams, and we've got some big backups on Interstate 15 right now. Look out for a crash southbound 15 at Charleston. The two left lanes are blocked there, and you're backed up for a mile behind that. You're bogged down on the Beltway, too. 215 westbound at the airport connector, 215 westbound at Tenaya on the northern Beltway. Delays downtown, U.S. 95 southbound at Rancho. You're bumper-to-bumper through there. Those lane restrictions ahead of that are really causing all that. That's 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes available through there. And do expect some rush hour flows. Interstate 15 north at Flamingo and 215 west at Valley Verde.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders football continuing to get set for their game against the Bears on Sunday. Running back Josh Jacobs has been listed as a full participant in practice. That's good news. He did play this past weekend. Also, left tackle Colton Miller, who's been a little bit banged up with a knee issue, he returned to a full participant in practice after being limited earlier in the week. The Las Vegas Aces can punch their ticket to the WNBA Championship Series if they win tonight. They are playing host to the Phoenix Mercury in a winner-take-all game number 5 in the series. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off your trademark fall look with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of 25% off fat fall looks from Inc., Alfani, and more. And 40% off bath and bedding from Oak, mindfully made and created for Macy's. Or save on fresh boots and shoes. Buy two, get 40% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn even faster during Macy's Star Money bonus days. Going on now. Details at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday, Get Your Weekend Started edition of Live and Local. My name is Kevin Wall. We'll take you right up to 6 o'clock. I had a chance earlier to visit with one of eight candidates for governor of Nevada, Dr. Fred Simon. He's from Douglas County. He is a medical doctor. And he recently went to a meeting in Pittsburgh of doctors and scientists from around the world, all to talk about what's going on with COVID-19, the pandemic, the booster shot, and everything. And I asked him during the course of the interview if he could tell us what was discussed at this meeting in Pittsburgh.
Sure. The most interesting, fun part of it was Dr. Li Mingyan from China, the young gal who left with all the Chinese secrets I actually was sat down with her in a couple meetings independently. Peter McCullough was there. Robert Malone, one of the original inventors of messenger RNA vaccine and DNA vaccines. And a couple colleague friends of mine, Dr. Urso from Houston, and Ryan Cole, who's a pathologist from Idaho. So we had a lot of multidisciplinary interaction talking about the whole essence of this, from the governmental corruption to the hospital corruption, looking at the world of synthetic biology, the world of bioterrorism. And fundamentally, to tell you, Kevin, the most important thing that we all agree on, this is now a pandemic of undertreatment by therapeutics that have been limited by corruptive government, corruptive governors like Sisolak. And it's interesting to see him back off as I continually put pressure on him by radio. But what's necessary to look at is we have a whole cadre of therapeutics that could be put as over-the-counter medication that your loved ones could walk in, get a quick introduction to by the pharmacist, so you're safe in dosage and treat this thing early. And it does work. We all agree. And I'm going to bring some of my friends to Las Vegas, and we are going to have a conference in Las Vegas. I will moderate it so that we can get this message in Nevada and put forth this program.
What do you think happened in the beginning? A lot of people didn't know what was going on. They had never seen a virus like this. And I'm curious what you think the early going was when, you know, even folks at the CDC and the FDA, they were making pronouncements, but they didn't really know what was going on. What do you think was going on at that time?
Well, if you can believe this young woman, who is one of my heroes, who is over here in the United States, still a target for the Chinese government, we sat down for about 10 minutes. And this has been in the plans, this bioterrorism, by the Chinese for a decade. And she has documentation to that. Now, here's the very sick part of this, is the connection with the NIH, Dr. Fauci. They all had knowledge on a lot of this information. And we go back to David Malone, the evaluation of the patents and the following the patents. We know for fact, objectively, that all of this occurred for over a decade. And she told me that the Chinese government acknowledged the fact that they cannot beat the United States on a military basis, but they could win the battle by using synthetic biology.
Does this reach into the Chinese government, or are these rogue agents? Who's behind it?
Well, if I'm to believe her, it's the Chinese government.
Wow. So this reaches all the way to the upper reaches of the Chinese government. Now my question is, Dr. Fauci, he has said masks are good, masks are bad. He's been wrong more than he's been right, but yet people still believe in him, and he's still the leading medical guy in the Biden administration. I guess my question is, how dirty is he?
Well, Kevin, let me tell you, my whole approach to everything is data-driven, information-driven, and an intellectual approach to politics and government and making decisions. We got to go back. The Congress passed a bill that allowed media to put out propaganda back in 2012. So our government says we can propagandize information. Fauci has been involved in this for two decades. There is no doubt about it. Now, I'm talking to Bob Malone, who now is called a terrorist, whose career is being ruined threatening of board certification, threatening of removing privileges. McCullough had his privileges removed. We talked about that. I've had similar experiences. The bottom line here is if you push against this power structure, you will be punished. But the tables are slowly turning. The American Association of Physician and Surgeons, which is the largest group of independent surgeons and physicians, has been pushing back with appropriate messaging, literature, meetings, and litigation. We also met with two constitutional attorneys. When we look at this whole thing, it is totally connected to our government because the NIH and the CDC is part of the government. Now, how much the upper level of the government knew about this, that's not known at this point in time.
Again, Dr. Fred Simon joining us, Republican candidate for governor. He's a medical doctor, he's a small businessman, and he has been traveling the country to get more information on COVID-19 and the Delta variant, et cetera. I want to ask you, because you mentioned about the therapeutics, and we know the huge pushback by a lot of folks on the left, to be honest with you, hydroxychloroquine and some of the other therapeutics. How did that come to be? We've been talking about how we're going to let the science drive, what we're talking about here. Explain how that happened.
Well, simply, let's just look at it. It's called money, the dollar. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, very inexpensive. Ivermectin is one-third of a penny per dose. So you can get three pills for a penny. So take a look at the world, Uganda. Now, you wouldn't expect Uganda to have a healthcare system that's superior to the United States. They've been using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and have a very low COVID death rate. You look at India. They took all their provinces and they eliminated ivermectin from one province. Everywhere else, the COVID data saw a significant decrease in incidence, minimal deaths, except this one province. In fact, the pharmaceutical industry in India may supersede the United States. They've got excellent pharmaceuticals there. Here's the fundamental thing. Pfizer just put out they're going to make billions and billions of dollars off this vaccine. They would not make hardly any money off hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, ivermectin, and we have a whole host of 10 other medications that potentially can be over-the-counter. I'm not going to give them to you now. I am creating now a panel of drugs that we will be able to utilize in Nevada when I become governor, and we won't have to deal with a governor who's going to withdraw care from patients, and hospitals are under-treating patients. And our biggest concern is if we talk about all of these things too much, then governors like Sisolak will withhold those medications and say they're unsafe. And these are typical medications that we physicians have been ordering for years.
Yeah. You wonder what a governor who's a medical doctor, the difference it could make in our freedom, in our liberty across the state of Nevada. And it's something that's certainly worth looking at. Dr. Fred Simon was on with us earlier, the Republican candidate for governor, a medical doctor, a small businessman, a restaurant owner, and he's from Douglas County and trying to make an impression here in Clark County. He's a pretty straight shooting guy. You may choose to believe him. You may not want to. You may want to discount what he says. But the fact is, the guy makes a lot of sense. And he mentioned ivermectin. There's a story that's floating out there about the use of ivermectin by members of our government, and yet they have. There's this effort to essentially cut off ivermectin from the public. What? Tell me about this story.
Yeah, this is a breaking scandal. You know, late on a Friday, this is when things leak out. But this is an update I got on my phone just a couple of minutes ago, Kevin. It's at COVID-19 Critical Care, a breaking scandal. And according to this, at COVID-19 Critical Care, between 100 and 200 members of Congress and their families and staffers have been treated with ivermectin and the protocol that they have put together for COVID with no hospitalizations. Not one of them were reported to the people. So basically, they saved themselves and stayed silent as ivermectin is being torched by the mainstream media.
Wow. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. That's gentleman Jim Dallas as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Masks are a bloody nuisance, and there are a lot of very valid questions about their effectiveness. Vaccines, however, are a totally different matter. As a child, I got mumps and measles and chickenpox. There were no vaccines for them. I did not get smallpox because I was vaccinated against it. Since then, millions, if not billions, of lives have been saved by vaccines. In one of his movies, John Wayne said, "Life is tough. It's even tougher if you're stupid." I'm not John Wayne, but to me, choosing not to get vaccinated against a serious, sometimes fatal disease is just not real smart. And if enough of us got vaccinated, maybe we could throw away the silly masks. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit HutchLegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you missed it, we had Adam Laxalt on earlier. Adam Laxalt commented on the 194,000 job growth monthly numbers that fell well short of the 500,000 that were expected. This is what Adam Laxalt said, which I thought was fascinating. Quote, Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto are presiding over a full-blown economic disaster. Nevadans are hurting. Our state has the highest unemployment rate in the nation, and Masto's only solution is to raise taxes on working families. That is the truth. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan. GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word tonight and this week goes to Lindsey Graham. I was on with Hannity last night and talking about the 11 Republicans who voted with Democrats to extend the debt ceiling to December. And so we'll have this fight all over again. But I thought it was interesting. Lindsey Graham, this is cut two. The GOP fell victim to the threat of what they're calling the nuclear